Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Today's poem is by Hilaire Belloc, the early 20th century historian, orator, poet, satirist, political activist, outspoken Catholic advocate, and children's author. But for all that, the thing that Belloc might be best remembered for today really is being the friend of G.K. Chesterton, the other great early 20th century man of letters. And it is their friendship, which began in 1902 and lasted until Chesterton's death in 1936 and, I assume, beyond. It is that relationship that gave rise to today's poem. It's called Lines to a Dawn. Chesterton himself was not opposed to public discourse. He was well known as a debater. He debated such public intellectual figures as George Bernard Shaw, H.G. Wells, and others. But he really didn't get too bothered by character assassinations and personal put-downs. So when a University Don wrote a little hit piece in a newspaper criticizing Chesterton, not so much engaging with his ideas through philosophical argument, but more indulging in some ad hominem character attacks. Chesterton just overlooked the whole thing. His friend Hilaire Belloc, who's a little more bellicose, as his name implies or suggests, he didn't take it lying down and decided to write a poem that would defend the honor of his friend, even if Chesterton wasn't willing to mount that defense himself. And so Belloc entered into the much honored tradition of poetic diss tracks. This is not original to rappers of the 90s and 2000s. Even the ancient Roman poets were engaging quite gleefully in the diss track, the poetic put down. And Belloc here gives us a pretty strong offering in the genre. So here is Lines to a Dawn. Remote and ineffectual dawn that dared attack my Chesterton. With that poor weapon, half impelled, unlearnt, unsteady, hardly held, unworthy for a tilt with men, your quavering and corroded pen. Dawn poor at bed and worse at table, dawn pinched, dawn starved, dawn miserable, dawn stuttering, dawn with roving eyes, dawn nervous, dawn of crudities, dawn clerical, dawn ordinary, dawn self-absorbed and solitary, dawn here and there, dawn epileptic, dawn puffed and empty, dawn dyspeptic, dawn middle class, dawn sycophantic, dawn dull, dawn brutish, dawn pedantic, dawn hypocritical, dawn bad, dawn furtive, dawn three quarters mad, dawn, since a man must make an end, dawn that shall never be my friend. Dawn different from those regal dawns with hearts of gold and lungs of bronze, who shout and bang and roar and bawl the absolute across the hall, or sail in amply billowing gown enormous through the sacred town, bearing from college to their homes deep cargoes of gigantic tomes, dawns admirable, dawns of might, uprising in my inward sight, compact of ancient tales and port and sleep, and learning of a sort. Dons English, worthy of the land, dons rooted, dons that understand, good dons, perpetual, that remain a landmark, walling in the plain, the horizon of my memories, like large and comfortable trees. Dawn very much apart from these, thou scapegoat dawn, thou dawn devoted, dawn to thine own damnation quoted, perplexed to find thy trivial name reared in my verse to lasting shame. Dawn dreadful, rasping dawn and wearing repulsive dawn, dawn past all bearing, dawn of the cold and doubtful breath, dawn despicable, dawn of death. Don nasty, skimpy, silent, level. Don evil, Don that serves the devil. Don ugly that makes 50 lines. There is a canon which confines a rhymed octosyllabic curse if written in iambic verse to 50 lines. I never cut. I far prefer to end it. But believe me, I shall soon return. My fires are banked, but still they burn, to write some more about the Don that dared attack my Chesterton. Oof. We would all be so fortunate to have a friend like Hilaire Belloc in our corner. Better with you than against you. This has been The Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or to support this show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com and subscribe so that you will get our daily episodes delivered right to your inbox or Substack app. On behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading, and watch what you say about G.K. Chesterton.